Now, and I'm going to repeat myself, there is no Shir on Sunday, the first day Slichus. Starting Monday, it's 6 to 6:25, from Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, there's no Shir, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then starting on the Sheresh and Meshuvah, I did not see the schedule yet, but we were starting 10 to 6. And I believe we'll be going to around 6, between 6:15 and 6:20. So basically, between now and Erev Yom Kippur, it's a 25-minute Shir on the days that we have Shir. We will have Shir Mezer Shem on Tzum Gedalia. Not sure what time on next week, what time exactly it'll be. But we start, I don't know if Tzum Gedalia is Sunday, so I don't know if we'll start 10 to 6. There is no Chazara this week. But I think on Tzum Gedalia, there's no test next week. There's only 2 days. So we combine next week with the week after. So maybe I'll do on Tzum Gedalia Chazara from this week also. Might as well. The Sunday's Chazara day. Okay, so yesterday we did the Mishnah.
The story that Rebbe said about the daughter going to the first house who eats a burnt rice. That has to do with what Rebbe was talking about?
No.
No,
it has nothing to do.
How can you get nutrition from that?
Why can't he get nutrition from a good bowl of rice?
It burnt rice.
What difference does it make if it's overcooked or not cooked? Again, I'm not a doctor here. I'm not going to talk medical. But I will say the following. The person got his nutrition. Okay, but I really don't want to get into that subject now. I want to grab a bit of Gemara. Zakti Gemara. Time, we did the Mishnah. We're starting from the Gemara. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. 4 lines to the bottom. Time, Damar Chulun Shaykhullah. The Mishnah said, you say Chulun Shaykhullah. It's mutter. The diak is ha'amar lachu l'shaychalach. But if you would say lachu l'shaychalach, mashmaloi luchu l'havei l'karpus. See, the question is, why in the world is this Mishnah saying chul l'shaychalach is mutter? Isn't that obvious? So it must be that it's trying to tell me an inference. So the inference would be that lachu l'shaychalach is usher. But that's not true according to a mayor. Mashmaloi luchu l'havei l'karpus. The mashmet should be no chulin, but a carbon. Now, as we mentioned on Daf Yud Aleph from the days, the la chulin requires a mikal la about the shemeya hang. You have to do inferences which can't be like remeir. Remember, we differentiated between loy chulin and la chulin. Loy chulin did not require an inference because loy chulin means carbon. That's what we said, even according to remeir. La chulin was an extra step where we have to interpret the la as loy and then make an inference. Remeir would not allow that. So if the Mishnah is coming to tell me that la chulin is aser, that means the Mishnah can't be remeir. So mani masnis. He remeir, last time mechala la ba p'shmeir. So it can't be remeir. Let's do the rush. Time idam rechulin leguber la yitzrach. Basis of this Gemara is that chulin shaykh Allah is telling me nothing. It's an obvious thing. Mishnahs don't tell me things that are so obvious. El de Yukasa must be it's coming for the inference. Ira Meir, alas by Mikhail Lab. On the Amud Beis, right on the Gemara. We're learning a Gimel Amud Beis, and the Rashi on the Gemara we just read. You got it? Again, I don't have your print. I just have that it's on your Gimel Amud Beis on this Gemara. Is it not in the regular spot? Yes. Yes, reply to. Time and Amr Chulun leGuvel Yitzchak. The word Chulun Shaykh Alach does not tell me any Chiddush. Must be El LeDiukasa. The purpose of this mission is to make the Diuk. Loi Ira Meir Halas LeMichalav Hechad Amr Lach Chulun BePatach VeLoi Amr Loi Chulun. This is the Rosh, like he said back on Yeral from the days. The Loi Chulun does not need inference, but Lach Chulun does need inference. Back to the Gemara on Yudalan Amr Aleph. Top line. Vela Rabbi Yehuda must be that this is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you do say Mechal about the Shemayah, which, by the way, follows the pattern, because the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis, we also said is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's fine. That Mishnah was going like Rabbi Yehuda, and this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Talk to Rashba, the Rush, and I don't know where you have this Rush, because I have it on Yudam and Beis, but it belongs on the Amud Aleph. Velo Rabbi Yehuda, I know Reishim Epirkin Tolil, the Tanan, Lachulun Shaykh Allah Aser. Right? The Mishnah said, Lachulun Shaykh Allah is Aser. And therefore, if Yehuda holds, you do say Mechla Allah about the Shemayah. So Haina Resha. So why repeat this? We said this on Yudim and Beis. So the Gemara is basically bothered. What is this case doing here? It's Remeir, can't be Remeir. Must be Reb Yehuda. But the Mishnah and Yudim and Beis told me this halacha already. So why tell me something that I know already? I know the inference. I saw it on Yudim and Beis. Dr. Gemara, you're right. I need the Ksani Kabasel Chazir Kavenes Kehavim. Since it told me cases which we didn't know, Basel Chazir Avedes Kehavim, that the netter doesn't work, Mahachim Tani Chulim. You're right. This is totally unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary. But since we're telling me Chedushim, we threw in something that didn't tell me anything. So basically, Ve'elu Mutarim, Chulim Shai Halach, obviously, and the next halachas are not so obvious because it's telling me the halach of Davar Aser, which we didn't have yet, that you can't make a neder of Davar Aser. This is where the Mishnah says it. So the Chedushim are the rest of the Mishnah. The Chulin case is no Chedush. Not it, not its inference.
It says nothing to answer why you add it. You're right. It doesn't make you
why'd
you add it?
The Tanoim do that. When they tell me Chedushim, they might say something at the beginning that's not a Chedush. Meaning, basically, the premise of the question is that each case needs a Chedush. The answer is, if this were the only case, you would have a big problem. But since it's a list, one of the lists might be added in unnecessarily. Yes?
But Moshe is saying, and clear, is, essentially, you've just contradicted yourself. You say that the mission doesn't tell us something that but that's what Tanoim do.
Yes, that's exactly what he meant.
Yes,
and the answer is that the question, we always try to find a finish.
I agree.
If we're stuck, we revert to the fact that sometimes it's not there.
It is what's called an antinomy. And
I think my right.
But even in the case of Buzzer and why is that? Tell me the. Why don't you explain what the Chiddush is there?
That you can't be Matzah with Davar Aser.
We knew that already.
Where did you learn that, please?
We didn't learn that there.
It's a Gemara. Did we ever have it in the Mishnah? You learned it in the Gemara. The Mishnah didn't have the Gemara. This is where the Mishnah said it. That's why we know this as halacha. Ravina Amar Hachiftani. Ravina says it is not there for no reason. It means the Elu Mutarin Kichulim. These things are as mutter as if you would say Chulim. Meaning, Kibasir Chazir, Kavaris Kichavim. The Eloi Tani Chulim, Haramina Bai Shaila. The reason the Mishnah tells me this is as mutter as chulin, because you might think that maybe rabbinically, by a davar aser, we make a person go to bed and remove it. Maybe the rabbanim were concerned, people making the darm. And maybe they would have made up a halacha that says that even though this netter is meaningless, min ha-taira, we're going to make you go to bed. Because we want to get a message across to people. Don't make nadar. Don't answer things. Okay, that would be a great lesson. That means without saying mutar and kichulim, we would think you need to go to bed. But kulin, you don't have to go to bed. Nobody's going to say the guy says kulin shaykhulach, he goes to bed. He didn't say anything. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. These things are as mutar as kulin that you don't even have to go to bed rabbinically. That's why the Mishnah brought kulin in. To tell us how mutar it is. It's not only mutter biblically, it doesn't even need a rabbinic hetter. That's the chiddush of saying chulin. It doesn't mean to tell me chulin is mutter. It's to tell me that the following things are like chulin, that they don't have to go to bed. Dr. Ashtragash, Rabbina Mahitani, Lesim the Itzrich. It's a simon. It's to teach me a rule that Lashmina the Rabbasa Chazil or Ba'ishayla. To teach me that by Chazir I don't have to go to bed. Zok to Gemara, Miyikel Asuka Adai Tahagi? Would you have thought that you have to go to bed? If it wouldn't say Chulin, Ravina seems to be saying that if it wouldn't say Chulin, I would think that these things rabbinically have to go to bed. and mutarin only means they're biblically mutar. But it's not true, because of the Tani Sefer, but the very end of the Mishnah says that when a guy asks his wife, like his mother, he has to go to Bezen. And the Mishnah says that only by that case, so obviously, must be that the Reisha doesn't have to go to Shail. Meaning even if it wouldn't say Chul, it would say, Elu Mutarim, Kibasa Chazer. So what would you think? You have to go to Bezen rabbinically? At the end of the Mishnah gives you one case that you have to go to Bezen. When a guy bans his wife. So it's clear that that's the only case you have to go to Bezen. So I don't need Chulim. I would have figured it out without the word Chulim. So Ravina's answer that we would have thought, that's not true. The end of the Mishnah teaches me not to think that way. Right? It says, Dr. Gemara, you're right. Revert to the first answer. Now Chulim is not there for any reason. It's just once we're listening, we threw in one that tells us nothing.
But the Seifa is telling me anything to do with the wife, you have to be take over Shiloh, right?
Right.
So if you used Kibbutzer Chazer, it goes Chavim by the wife.
You also have to go to bed.
You also, even those cases.
You have to go to bed. Anything with the wife.
Maybe.
That's halacha. I can't say maybe, but that's halacha. That the takana was any person that bans his wife has to go to bed, even if the banana doesn't work. The reason the Mishnah said it by mother, the Rishonim spoke out, because when a person's talking to his wife, he's talking about a relationship, and he's saying this relationship should be banned like a different relationship. But Enochinam, even if he said this relationship should be banned like chaser, he has to go to bed. So I would have known that no other netter has to go to bed if a person is not talking to his wife. So therefore, Ravina's answer is to teach me this chiddush, that you don't have to go to bed, is not true. I would have known it anyway. Dr. Gemara, I'm a chaver to chulam b'meila nesva. One second. I saw the hand, I just want to finish this. The answer is, go back to the first answer, that sometimes I know I'm saying things in a list. Now, one of the things in the list is not necessary. Yes?
As far as taking the wife, that had a purpose independent of the matter, which was the purpose the guy was taking. So he can do it.
Again, the reason the Rabbanan required him to be matter the netter is to punish him, is to send him a message.
Right.
So what's the question?
That's independent of the things that we're talking about others. No,
it's not true. Meaning, again, I don't know what you mean, but let me explain what I'm saying. If a person would say to his wife, you went to me like Chazer, he'd still have to go to bed. Because it's his wife. But if it wouldn't be his wife, he'd say that a piece of bread is like Chazer, we would figure out that he doesn't have to go to bed.
Right, that's one point. The test he's going to bed is to stop
it. I'm not going to the reason why he's going to bed. I'm just saying he has to go to bed.
Yeah.
That's all.
But I'm saying it's an independent case.
Again,
it's not similar to saying that
these spreaders are covered. That's what the Gemara is saying. Exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah, so the
again, I was answering his question. Again, I was trying to answer his question. The Gemara is saying that by the commission of tongues only by a wife, we figure out not by anything else. That's what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, it can't be that Chulin is teaching me that. That's what the Gemara is interested in saying. That's all. Rabbi Cohen had a question. Maybe a person only has to go to Bezen when he says his wife is like his mother. But if he says his wife is like Chazer, he doesn't have to go to Bezen. That's what his question was.
Right.
I answered him that that is not true. If a person would say his wife is like Chazer, he would also. That was the question. That was the only thing.
I'm just saying, you know,
I'm not disagreeing with you. Of course it's that way.
I'm agreeing with you also. I'm saying this is a very direct answer. Which is, it's apples and oranges.
Telling your wife for the play, she's a chaser, ain't going to help that marriage.
Well, telling her she's like your mother is also not going to help her. Which wife wants to be like her mother-in-law?
Her mother, his mother.
Kima, like my mother.
Oh, I thought it was. Does it matter?
No, it makes no sense. But he's talking about marriage counseling. That's why I said that. Dr. Gemara writes, Minani Mili, how do I know that you need a davar hanadar and not a davar aser? Dr. Rash. Minani Mili, the being in davar hanadar v'loy davar aser. And for the Gemara, Amr Kra, Ish Kiyidar Nedar Lashem. Achiyidar B'davar Hanadar. Okay? Now, there's two ways to... Again, the Gemara brought it into a different discussion. This is what a Mishnah said. So the Gemara wants to know, how did the Mishnah know it? Now, before, when we brought this in a previous discussion, we brought that concept in. The Gemara does that all the time. It's not repeating itself. This is the source. The Gemara before knew this Gemara and therefore brought it in. Minani Mili, Amikra, Ish Ki Yidra Nadal Hashem, Ashi Yidra B'davar Hanazar. Now, there's two ways to understand this Drasha. We'll see the rush. Amikra, Ish Ki Yidra Nadal Hashem. Now, there's a machlokes throughout Shas, whether the Torah speaks Kalashim B'nei Adam. Does the Torah repeat words because that's people speak? We had that on the Gimel Amud Aleph. So if you learn that the Torah does people speak, so Yidar Neder is not a drasha. The fact that it repeats Yidar Neder, the verb and the noun, is the way people speak. If you learn that the Torah does not repeat words, so the drasha comes from the repetition of Yidar Neder. The fact that it says Yidar Neder tells me that what is an extra word tells me you need a davar another.
Does that argument also apply to Lashem? That it's extra?
We haven't gotten to there yet. Let's give the Rosh a chance. You know, I mean, he's got a thought.
That before. Lashem added something before.
Only according to one on the Amar.
Right.
Okay, only according to one on the Amar.
What are you saying that for? Wait a minute.
In fact, the Gemara backed down from that.
No, it depends. Is it Hashem or is it four?
Again.
It added something. The question was, what does it add? Four or
Chagas Hashem? Okay, just so expand. It's expanding Davar Hanadar.
Right.
Okay. So, fine.
But I think what the doctor's also asking is, if you hold...
Can I learn the Rosh first before... Can we please do the rush before we have questions? I'd like to read the rush. Dr. Rush, Amakra Ishki the Nedar Lashem. Mandi Isla Dibratar Kalashem the Adam. Darish Lim Lashem. He learns it from the word Lashem. Ava Gavda the Shinil in the Kaman, Malamach and Adarim Cholam Adar Mitzvah to Dvarishos. Even though later on we will have a drasha that says that, Lashem is saying that you can make a neder against the mitzvah. We learn it out from Lashem. So how can I learn out from the word Lashem here that you need a davar hanadar, right? The extra word Lashem, don't I need it for something else? Zakti Rosh, Tavayu Shemina Mina. The loichayu midrash meider neder. Loi ma'ach yidah b'davar hanadar. Lashem. The juxtaposition of Yidr Neder Lashem tells me that it has to be something that's Nadr Lashem. Not the repetition of the word, but the juxtaposition of the word Lashem next to Yidr Neder. So that tells me that it has to be something that's a Neder, like a Neder. Umididot midushnami lo yachol dvoroi. Then it says afterwards lo yachol dvoroi to tell me. Let me explain. Lashem is juxtaposed between neder, nidar neder, and lo yachol dvarai. So we say Lashem lo yachol dvarai, and Lashem to yidar neder. We're using the juxtaposition of both sides. Yidar neder Lashem is to tell me that when you make a neder Lashem, it has to be from a neder. The juxtaposition of Lashem to Yidr Neder. And Lashem Layahu Dvarai is saying that even if the Neder goes against the wishes of Hashem, indirectly, still Layahu Dvarai, you're not allowed to break your word. So we can learn two drashas out of Lashem. Now your question is going to be that the Gemara seems to bring a third drasha, which was the halacha of Chatos and Rasha, or Bechar, right? I don't have an answer. That's the honest truth. I'm not going to guess. I don't have an answer. Zakti Gemara Vayter. I Yehalchi Afilu B'Davar Nami Asher Nami Zaksiv Lesser Israel Namshay. The same pasuk that says either neder says lesser isar. So why doesn't it include davar asar? Just like you include a davar another from the doubling either neder or the juxtaposition of either neder l'Hashem, it says ishki either neder l'Hashem are you shavish for lesser isar. So it says lesser isar. So why doesn't that tell me that you can even do a davar asar? So to gemar mi bayle the Tanya, that I need for a different reason. Eiz isar am a b'tayra. Which I'm going to explain in a moment what that drasha is. The Gemara doesn't explain. In fact, the Rush doesn't explain. Let's take a look at the Rush. Haksiv lesser isa the mashmas aisha rachma b'davar aser. Bibayla the Gdatanya. Eze is nedra isa amr b'tayra. Mukila b'shuvas. The mashmas b'nedra k'nedra dami. Okay, the Rush is telling you the answer, but he says it very short. Pashtas, if I wouldn't have the word lesser isa, I would say, the person that says this bread is usher should say it's usher like a carbon, usher like hegdish, something that's universally usher. What if a person asked a loaf of bread? And then he said, this loaf of bread should be like the other loaf of bread. But that loaf of bread is not usher to anybody but to him. He asked loaf of bread number one. And now he says he wants the second loaf to be like the first loaf. Is that considered good enough for a netter? It's an individual isser. It's not a davar hanadar that usually means something that's universally usser. Usually, davar hanadar is hegdish, carbon, things that are universally usser. How do I know that a person can make one like an other, even though it's a personal isser? So we learn it out from lesser isser, that even if it's only a personal isser, he can make a netter in it.
We see that the Rush.
Dr. Rush. The mashma, haksiv lesser isar, b'bayla the detanya isar neder isar b'tayra, mukula b'shuas, the matzvah's b'neder, if he makes something, matzvah means he attaches it, to something he made a neder about, k'nadr dami. Now, I happen to know the Gemara in Shuas, the Ran quotes it in entirety, and he says that's what the Gemara says. The Rush means to say that even though the thing is only usar because you made it personally usar, matzvah's been neder, something that you made personally usher, to neder dummy. Now, from the Rush itself, I would not have understood what I'm talking about. I'll be honest. But I looked at the Ran, and the Ran explains it. So that's what the Rush means. Now, your question that we use for Hashem for a third thing, that's what Dr. Harris asked. You can mean Dr. Harris.
No, but what I thought, if you hold... Torah speaks to Kavash B'nei Adam. So how can you ever have me two or Dekra?
Not in a double word. You should have asked this question on Dabkim Alam Aleph. But the Gemara dodged something in the Neder. The Gemara said, according to one man, the Amid Dibetar Kavash B'nei Adam, you can't dodge it.
Right. I'm asking in general, forget about having two words the same. People talk extra.
No. That's a wrong assumption. People will repeat the same word. That's all the Dibbetayra Kalash B'Yadah means. It doesn't mean you just stomp talk. Every word in the Torah is cheshbon. Dibbetayra Kalash B'Yadah means the Torah will allow itself to repeat words because that's what people do. Let me explain this better. The machlokes of Dibbetayra Kalash B'Yadah or not is a question of what we taught in Sinai. When the Rebbe Nisim gave us the Torah, and he gave us the right to darshan the Torah, what were the rules vis-a-vis double words? Were we allowed to darshan the extra word? Or we say that extra words are there because that's how people speak, but only on double words. This is not Yitura Dekra. We're not saying from now on, don't darshan words in the Torah because the Torah just throws words around. No. The Rebbe Nisim was very careful with his words. But Dibra Tayra Kalash B'nei Adam means he repeated words just to repeat them because that's how people speak. Now, why he did that, I don't know. In fact, There's a Tysus in Shas, and Rabbi Schutz is not here to tell me exactly where it is. I think there's two Tysus in the Shas. They deal extensively, it's about Matthias one, that the same on the Amram that say Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam, in some cases, say the opposite in different cases. And Tysus has a list of Tanoim that contradict themselves. So the rule is a very unclear rule, because the same Tanoim that say, no, you can't dive in double words because Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam, but in other cases, do dive in double words. So it is a thing, but that's only in double words, that rule. You can't say that the Torah threw extra words around.
Even Korban Lashem?
Even in Korban Lashem. It doesn't say Korban, it says Yidr Neder Lashem.
What was Lashem? What was Lashem?
Yidr Neder Lashem.
Okay. That's not considered
no.
Extra.
No. Lashem is extra. Yidr Neder might not be extra. But Lashem is
extra. I'm asking, I'm saying.
No, the Rebbeinu doesn't throw extra words around. Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam is only when there's a repetition of words. Yes?
Two things. Does anyone that you know of understand that Torah is written in human language as being for comprehensibility? I mean, as is stated explicitly,
or
his thoughts are not our thoughts, so it's got an unbridgeable chasm between his thoughts and our thoughts.
I have no idea. I can't even answer this question. I don't know. I just know the Gemara says Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam, though I know.
I'm sorry, what?
I just know what the Gemara says. I don't know anymore.
No, I'm just wondering if any of
this. I didn't see anybody say anything.
Okay.
But then again, the Gemara doesn't even mention it here. So this is not the place it would be discussed anyway. The Rosh brings it in.
That's what prefigures a lot of 20th century, which is not a surprise, but Heidegger said of Kant, the essence of Kant, the heart of Kant, is in the antinomy and contradictions. We have an infinite world and a finite comprehension, and the twain don't mean
again. I'm not well versed in Kant or anybody else. I can just say the Gemara has a machloikus, whether Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam or not, that's all. And I'll leave it right there.
It does give a problem in that you've got a negative proof when you start doing things like that. And that is intrinsically weaker than a positive.
Again.
Because there's always a possibility that there is a reason and you don't understand it.
Not if Dibritari Kaloshim and Ayadam. Then there's no possibility.
No, in terms of the antinomies, that there's always a possibility that the antinomy is not the contradiction. You just don't understand why it's
not. Again, I'll just leave that for later. Or not leave that because...
What's the essence of the Machlok meeting? A person's allowed to talk extra?
No.
He does. It's a fact that he does.
Fact.
Some people just like
the term. I'm really ishtayad to like Dr. Gemara. Uriminu. I have a contradiction. However, the Brisa says, Hariyad to like a Basar Ima. Tells his wife, you're like my mother. Kibasar achaisi. Ka'arla. Kikili akarim. Vayamaklum. Nothing. Doesn't need that para. That's Pashup Shad. Our Mishnah said he has to go to Bezim. Amra Abaya. Vayamaklum. The rights of a Tarak Shaila Midrabban. It's not a contradiction. Vayamaklum means biblically he didn't say anything. Rabbinically, he said something.
In all those cases.
Because it's all his wife. Hari Atalai.
So our Mishnah read Atalai Kime Estereza?
No.
Altrabana?
Yeah, I said it the whole time. Biblically speaking, it's not a netter, but we don't want this guy answering his wife, so therefore we say go to Beth. It's only by a wife. I told you this earlier today. That's what Abaya said. It's not a contradiction. When it says Vayam Reklum, it means biblically. Zakt Rava. Rava Amar different Teretz. Haba Tamid Chachamim, Haba Amaretz. A Talmud Chacham, who doesn't usually make Nadar. He watches his words. He lost it. He asked his wife. We don't make him go to bed. Because we don't have a fear that he lives this way. His status, his approach to life, the way he lives, is one that doesn't waste words and for sure doesn't make nidarim. We don't have to teach him a lesson. He lost it once. It happened. But it's not something that we have to worry will become a common behavior. So we don't make him go to bed. He's Vayomer Klum. And Amoritz, who is not careful with his words, and will think, I don't have to go to bed for asking my wife, so he'll start using this against his wife all the time. And we don't want that. Therefore, he has to go to bed. Zok Zerash. Key word. He doesn't usually make Nadarim. We can trust him that this is an aberration. This is not the norm. He lost it once. He's human. He's not careful. So we're afraid that he's going to keep on making Nadarim. He might make one that works. He might say, like something that's above another. So we don't want him to ostring his wife. We want him to stay away from ostring his wife. And the only way to teach him a lesson is to schlep him to bed.
But if it's not a case with the wife, it's no problem at all, right?
Correct.
Even by an Amoritz?
Right.
The whole problem...
We're protecting a wife.
Okay.
We're protecting the wife.
And how about protecting him?
That's not our... We're not trying to protect him. We're trying to protect his wife.
No. We're protecting him from not being over another...
But they didn't make such a takana. You're right, they could have, but they didn't. That's what I'm trying to point out. They were protecting his wife. They didn't want his wife to become usher. Because by the way, she would be doing an avera too. She's usher to him. Zakti Gemara Vayta Vatanya. And Rava has a proof. Says in the Braisa, Hanoizer Betaira Layamar Klum.
Isn't that... When you say a person saying usher to his wife, isn't that going kenegad Torah?
That's a Gemara on Dav Yudala on Dav. It's going to be a piece of Gemara on Dav Tesvav and Beis. The Mepharshim asked this question on Dav Tesvav and Beis. The Gemara.
Now
you like to hear Mepharshim ask the question? I said Dav Tesvav and Beis.
Ona is the case that I'm
telling you. I understand. The Gemara Daf Tez Beis asked this question, right? They asked it differently, but the Rishonim asked it over there. The Mepharshim asked it, starting with Ravina Ravashi and continuing on downwards. Dr. Gemara Batanya. This is a proof. Hanayda Batayra, Vayamar Klum. Now, what Hanayda Batayra means is that he, first of all, Hanayder here means Shua. So the Rishonim speak out on the top of Amud Beis, where it says Hanayder Batayra, it means Shua. And when he says Batayra, what it means is the parchment of the Torah. He swears by the parchment of the Torah. Swearing by the parchment of the Torah is no Shua. It's like swearing in the table. It's worse than swearing without saying anything. The guy swears, he makes a Shua. But if a guy says, swear by the parchment, it's like saying, I swear by the table. It's meaningless. It's like swear by the carpenter, who said, meaningless. The word batayra means, again, not me, the Gemara, means the parchment of the Torah. Because if he meant what's written in the Torah, that's called Bamesha Kasabai. It doesn't say that. It's neither batayra means he swears by the parchment of the Torah. It's a meaningless shuk. So the Braisa says, Vayamar Klum. The Yamar Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzarek Shaila L'Chacham. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's meaningless biblically, but we make him go to bed. The Yamar Rabbi Nachman, Tam L'Chacham, ain't a Tzarek Shaila. So we're bringing from Rabbi Nachman a proof to Rabbi. That even when Rabbi Yochanan said, we make the guy go to bed, it's only Amaratzim. Because they don't really understand the differences. And therefore, they're going to walk and say, they're going to say things that are wrong. The Tam L'Chacham knows the difference. So when he did it, he knows. He didn't make a shua. The Amoritz says, oh, that's not a shua, so this is not a shua too. This is not a shua too. And he starts. So this is a proof to Rava that we can differentiate between a Talmud Chacham and Amoritz. Zakt the Rash. Batanya benichusa. This is a raya. Shechilku ben Talmud Chacham Amoritz. Miu ain't time him shava. It's not the same reason. See, by the wife, it was because we trust the Talmud Chacham not to make Nedarim. And Amoritz we don't trust. By the case of Torah, it's because the Talmud Chacham knows the Halacha, and Amoritz doesn't know the Halacha. He didn't say what's written in the Torah. He's swearing about the parchment. Amoritz doesn't know the difference. But the Mishnah is not saying that reason, because then Dabai Rikom would have been right. If we're trying to protect Amoritz from himself, so then what difference does it make if he talks to his wife or if he asks her bread by Chazer? If we're trying to protect him from him making mistakes, so we should tell him he has to go to bed and then too. The Mishnah didn't say that. That means the Mishnah was not trying to protect him. It was trying to protect the marriage. Whereas, in the case of the Torah, the reason we're mechalik between Talmud Chacham and Amoritz is that Talmud Chacham understands the differences of what works and what doesn't, and Amoritz doesn't. So there, in that case, we are protecting the Amoritz from himself, from making Yeshua and the Torah. Because he won't know the difference between the parchment and the words of the Torah, which the Gemara is going to talk about on the other days. But the same Yesod. The Talmud Chacham and Amoritz can have different halachas. And therefore, Rava says, that's the reason in our mission as well. Zog the Gemara weiter. The test goes up to here. This is where the test goes to. Tanya. Hanayla b'tayra sayamer klum. Now, neither here means nishma. Some. What? Neither here means shvua only.
Like you did a second ago, like before you said.
It's the same brisa. Right. We were quoting that brisa. Dr. Rush, Hanayla b'tayra, hai neder lav dafka. This does not mean neder. Ela nishma. V'tani l'shvua b'losh neder. And we're learning Shua in the Lashon of Neder, because the Tani Lael Beperikam and Nadr B'mayi. We had that in the Mishnah. It said Nadr B'mayi, and it meant Nishba. And we said, since it's Masechta Sedarim, we will substitute sometimes the word Neder for Shua. But here it means Shua. Bamesha Kosaba, but if he swears by what's written in the Torah, Dvaru Kayam, that is a way of swearing in something that counts. Right? That is considered, it counts. Now, why does that count? Because he means what's written in the Torah is the name of Hashem. And therefore, when he swears by what's written in the Torah, that includes swearing by the name of Hashem. I swear by what's written in the Torah that he won't eat this piece of bread. So he swore by what's written in the Torah, which includes the name of Hashem. Therefore, it is a shvua. Hashem came, he swears by the Torah, he's swearing by the parchment. And that's not a shvua. What if he said both? I swear by it and what's written into it, which is, by the way, an extra case. You just said, you swear by the Torah, it's nothing. You swear by what's written in it, it counts. And then you say, if you swear in both, it counts. Well, obviously it counts. Why would that be any less? You're swearing by what's written in it. So one of these cases, this case is an extra case. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I didn't hear you. I can't hear you.
You can swear without the name of Hashem.
Right.
So what?
But if you swear with something that's not anything, like swearing by the table, it's worse than swearing plain.
Right.
Let's step back. Okay, let's step back for a second. The guy says, this bread should be usher me. It's usher. The guy says, this bread should be usher me on chazer. It's mutter. Meaning, adding the word by chazer was worse than not adding the word by chazer. The guy says, kicker is who will lie. It's usher. Even if he didn't say it's like anything.
Right.
But if he says, kicker is who will lie to chazer, it doesn't count. So the guy swears that he won't eat a piece of bread. It's a shvuah. If a guy swears he won't eat his bread, like the Torah, I swear, that's worse than swearing without saying the words by the Torah. Yeah, because it's meaningless. It's like swearing by the table.
Good. Well, Shane, if a person swears by Hashem, what does it mean, swear by Hashem?
The name of Hashem.
What does that mean?
I don't know what you mean.
How about from the osios of the Torah?
But nothing. It's the Shemus in the Torah. The names of Hashem in the Torah. The Mesha Kasaba includes all the names of Hashem that are written in the Torah.
We had before, was it Bohi or something?
Bohi means Shua.
I thought Bohi meant Moshe.
That's not how the Rosh learned. Maybe Hartko learned that way. Because the Ran learned that way. But I think the Rosh learned. I think the Rosh learned that Mahi is a kinui for Shua. You learned Archgirl, who brings the Ran's shot, who doesn't learn like the Rosh. We learned like the Rosh.
That is?
Mahi is a word, the targum of Shua is Mumsa, or Mahi. It brings two targums there in the Rosh. Nothing to do with Mahi Shrabbeinu.
Similar means the.
I know, but we didn't learn the Ran's shot. I don't want to go back to that Gemara and relearn it like the Ran now.
So the Osios of the Torah is not any like the
Kla?
It's like the
Kla? It's a big machlokes here. I didn't get into it yet, I'll be honest. I didn't prepare that far ahead. So I don't want to answer your question definitively. But the way the Rosh learned, Pashut is the way you learn, it's the names of Hashem.
It just makes the Shua or Chal?
It makes the Shua Chal.
No, sorry. You can say without it. You can say without it.
Yes.
It just makes it more, you're more apt not to go against
it. It's a stronger Shua, that's for sure.
But not,
you're using the name of Hashem. To the point, there are Rishonim that say that if you swear without the name of Hashem, it's a big Shiloh. Exactly what answer it is. But I'm not getting involved in that now.
It's a problem, isn't it?
Sure. I think we'll stop here. We're not going to go ahead. I know we have 7 minutes, but we'll stop here and we'll continue Midrash on Monday morning, 6 o'clock, but it's a 25-minute shiur. There's no shiur Sunday and there's no shiur Wednesday. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.